Fairbanks-based Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Brian Zeisel says catalytic converter theft is nothing new, but it is increasing, including in the Fairbanks area.
Started spiking here towards the end of this past summer. It's been over 35 cases, 35 to 40 cases at least, that we've seen, and that's huge.
Sergeant Zeisel says vehicles left park for extended periods of time have been a common target.
We've had dealerships that have had converters stolen from their vehicles, government vehicles. We've had a church that had a couple of their vehicles, one of their vans. And a lot of these vehicles, unfortunately, what we're having problems with is that they're not noticed until days or even weeks later, because some of these vehicles have been sitting there for a while. Maybe because of COVID, I don't know.
They come across a vehicle that they think they can get to. I think they're taking that opportunity.
Fairbanks Police Detective Andrew Adams says the city has seen a similar spike in catalytic converter theft, a crime he says can be carried out quickly.
Just slide underneath a parked vehicle, generally using a battery-operated saw. They cut the two pipes leading into and out of the catalytic converter, and perhaps a mounting bolt. And the catalytic converter drops right off, and they can be in and out in 2 minutes.
Detective Adams and Sergeant Zeisel say thieves can sell catalytic converters to in-state and online outside recyclers. Here's Zeisel.
You know, I've been told by a dealer that, you know, some of these actual converters, because of the type of precious metal that's in them, you can get upwards of $1,000 off them. I haven't seen that since I've been doing this, but I've seen it upwards of like $300.
Meanwhile, with no ID numbers, catalytic converters are hard to track or recover, leaving vehicle owners hit by thieves with hefty repair bills.
If you buy an aftermarket catalytic converter that doesn't work very well or doesn't last very long, it can be, you know, a little over $1,000. Most of the newer cars have requirements that make them cost closer to, you know, $4,000 to $9,000. We have a truck in here that's, how much is it, Becca?
It was over $9,000, yeah.
Steve and Rebecca Levy co-own Metropolitan Garage in Fairbanks. They say they've had a few vehicles hit in their own shop parking lot and are regularly replacing stolen catalytic converters for customers.
In the past, it would happen occasionally. Now it's an everyday event.
It's not something that's going to go away soon because the market for it exists.
The Levy says some insurance covers replacement of stolen catalytic converters and that the shop has developed some add-on anti-theft solutions. Other Fairbanks vehicle repair shops are also dealing with catalytic converter theft. Mike Simard, who runs two local shops, says some vehicles are easy prey.
Something that's lifted, a lifted vehicle, a van, a truck, anything that's higher off the ground.
Simard says low-slung hybrids like the Toyota Prius are tougher targets, but their catalytic converters sell for more. He says stamping identification numbers into catalytic converters can help deter theft.
If you have a row of vehicles of 10 vehicles and you were to crawl under one that has a VIN number stamped into the side of it, you're likely going to go ahead and move on to the next one.
And he also emphasizes basic awareness.
Keeping an eye on your surroundings, parking in well-lit areas, having cameras.
Samard says a surveillance camera helped catch a thief stealing a catalytic converter from a vehicle parked at his downtown Fairbanks shop. He points out that like any crime, catalytic converter theft stems in large part from broader societal problems that we can do more to address. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.